Do you remember studying about the rugged individualism in your American history class? The early pioneers, like Daniel Boone, wanted to live apart from everyone else, dealing with nature and life all alone. They didn't like it if somebody moved in a mere 10 miles away. They needed more elbow room than that. Now, all this made for good reading, but it was more poetic than reality. The early pioneers needed each other for protection, for help, and for support. In general, we are a communal people. We depend on one another for support, help, and strength. This is most obvious when we respond to each other's needs, especially during a crisis. We also need each other for our spiritual lives. Jesus didn't establish a federation of individuals. He established a church. He calls upon us to unite as one person, one body, the body of Christ. Jesus knew that we would be an infinitely stronger united. And he reassures us that he would always be with us. Do not fear, I am with you, from Isaiah. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Today's gospel. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age, from the end of Matthew's gospel. Today's gospel is sometimes called the dissertation on the church. It's quite in your face. It's uncomfortable in its directness. It talks about ways we should deal with other people whose sinful ways are destroying themselves and hurting the community. Yes, I know, we live in a live and let live society. Hey, don't rock the boat. Don't make waves. Keep your nose out of other people's business. Butt out, it's not your problem. We've all heard that. But that's not Ezekiel's message today. He's telling us, get involved and don't turn away from a problem. Jesus does the same in the gospel, and it's called fraternal correction. It shows that through simple conversation, cor ad cor loquitur, hearts speaking to hearts, we can help change the hearts of others and build a strong community in Christ. We build up our faith lives by coming together and allowing Jesus to dwell among us. Jesus is telling us that we must have both forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness is both a gift to give and a gift to receive. It's a choice, an action. It's not to be confused with a feeling such as anger. I once had a pastor tell me, I may forgive, but I never forget. Was there really forgiveness in that statement? In our second reading, we hear, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to other neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. In Genesis, we heard, am I my brother's keeper? Words spoken by a murderer, Cain, after killing his brother, Abel. Like it or not, we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. The people of God recognize their Christian responsibility to love and to respect one another. Pope Francis tells us there are two aspects of love. First, love is more about giving than receiving. Second, love is more about deeds than words. So, do we walk the walk or just talk the talk? As members of a vibrant faith community, we are accountable to each other. Quite often we miss this. We might consider ourselves accountable only to God, but all too often, we don't consider the effects of our actions have on others. what we are overlooking is that God is always present to us in the community. After all, the church is the body of Christ. If we hurt another person, we are offending Christ within that person, as well as offending the entire Christian community. If we claim we are Christians, we have a responsibility to all others, Christians and non-Christians alike, to behave and to act in a Christian way. We are better people when we sense this deep responsibility we have towards our neighbors. Have you ever been down to the Cathedral of St. Joseph in Jeff City? It has a wide circular roof held up by 16 massive wooden beams. These beams are not solid, a solid piece of wood hewn from a single huge log. These mighty beams are made of many smaller pieces of wood, laminated, glued together into a larger, powerful structure capable of bearing an immense weight. We are like those many small pieces of wood. Individually, we can only bear a small weight, but when we are united together and united with Jesus in the body of Christ, the church, we can hold up the weight of the world. Every Sunday, we come here to the Newman Center to form a community of prayer and to worship God. Not one of us can form a community alone. We need each other to form this community. We come here, we pray as a community to the one who is our head and our heart. We pray to God to bind us together into a community of faith, into a community of love. Now, a personal relationship with Jesus is most important, but so is surrounding ourselves with a group of people who are also on a faith journey similar to our own. We find our deepest identity, not in ourselves, but with God and others. We can't go it alone. We need one another. We need Jesus. And the good news is we have each other. And we have Jesus. My brothers and sisters, by all means, everywhere and all the time, love one another. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And he is always right here in our midst.